The fox represents the human soul. You remember King Herod was called a fox by Jesus. Foxy. The little foxes here do not do something good. They destroy the vine. These little foxes represent the emotions of the human soul. In other words, the horse represents the body. The dove represents the spirit, our human spirit. And in the first stage, they are presenting their body and their spirit. When you're born again, you have a new spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You have dove's eyes. You have a new spirit. And that new spirit is a human spirit, newly recreated and placed into your spirit. And God gives you a new spirit. The horse represents our body that needs to be harnessed. The foxes represent the little bitty parts of our emotions. Things in the depths of our soul that has to be dealt with. That can destroy the vine if we are not watchful. So at the second stage, we realize that we need to learn to hear the voice. We need to learn to hear the word of God. And we need to harness and bring our emotions into subjection to the word. We learn to walk by the Spirit and not walk by feelings. We learn to listen to the word that sometimes are in direct contradiction to what our feelings are saying. We learn that faith comes first, then feelings. We learn to walk by faith and not by feelings. The little foxes have to be dealt with at the second stage. Then comes chapter 3 verse 1, which is still part of the second section. By night on my bed, I sought the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise now, I said, and go about the city. In the streets and in the squares, I will seek the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen who go about the city found me. To whom I said, have you seen the one I love? Scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him to the house of my mother and into the chamber of her who conceived me. Now chapter 3 verse 1 to 4 tells you something else. As we began to learn to walk with God, we learn the value of the voice and the word of God. Remember Ephesians 5 verse 26. He will wash, he will sanctify, and wash and cleanses with the washing of water by his word. Ephesians 5 26. But the first word there is sanctify. Sanctify means to set apart unto the Lord. So that you are only man for the Lord. And here's the second part of the relationship that comes about in the second stage. Where all have your emotions having been dealt with, the little foxes having been dealt with by the word, being washed and being cleansed, being sanctified, in a sense. Now you learn the value of love and fellowship. Love and fellowship. Where you constantly look for him. It says of the Shulamite, she says, I sought for him. I seek after him. That's a stage of relationship. We can come to the Lord. Where every time after your work from 8 to 5, the first thing you do is you're wanting to get as home as quick as you can and get alone with God. Although you know that he was with him. But you're just longing to be alone with him. And that after all your earthly activities, all you want to is just to run to him and say, Father God, I miss you. And you hear carefully God says, I miss you too. We can grow into that relationship. So that all we long for is just to be alone with God. And whatever we do with all our heart faithfully. But our deepest longing is to be alone with God. My spirit feels a bit sad when I say that, because I know realistically, for many Christians, they don't really long for God in that manner. Even stage 2 also they don't have. We are talking about 5 stages. A lot of people are just in stage 1. The horse. And with a bitty little bird's eye. That's all they are. Some are just beginning to move into stage 2. Where they learn the value of the word and his voice. When you learn that, something in you comes out. And all you want to do after whatever earthly work, whatever earthly fellowship you have with people whom you also love and cherish, yet there's nothing like being alone with God. There's nothing like having God cast his shadow over you and dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. There's nothing in this world that can replace the experience of having God being alone with us. And that's the second stage that the Shulamite has come. And remember this, unless we seek after God, we will not find him manifest. He's always there invisibly, but he doesn't manifest. God says, unless you seek me with all your heart, you will not find me. He wants to see whether we really love him, whether we really miss him. I'm not sure whether I shared it here or somewhere, but there was this dear little lady, just a little housewife. I've been to her house, and she's such a one of those women who are spiritual, and who one of the hidden pillars in church, in churches. She doesn't attend my church, but we are in touch with each other from time to time. She shared with me this experience. When one day she was just led by the Lord, but she just wanted to prepare a banquet for the Lord, knowing the Lord physically doesn't eat, but she just loved the Lord. So that day she got up early, cleaned the place, set the table, put everything there, she get everything prepared, and then she put a chair right there for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then she got everything ready, and she said, "Dear Lord Jesus, welcome to the banquet. I long for you. Welcome to my house." Of course, she knew that Jesus was there all the time. Not that she doesn't, but she just wanted to act out in faith as an expression of her love that day. And when she said that, immediately there was like an invisible presence came in. She felt a tangible person came into the room. And the presence was so awesome that she started to weep and cry. And she's a dear elderly little lady. And she told me, she cried like a little baby. And she said she has never felt such love before. Never. That's some of the things that the Lord does. There are also a few times in my life when I've tasted this kind of love that the Lord gives when you seek him with all your heart. I remember when I was in a Baptist seminary, and I was hungry for God. And I was fasting and I wanted more of God. I didn't know the Pentecostal truth. I didn't know the baptism in the Spirit. All I wanted was God. I have left everything to serve God. It was in my first year. And I used to cry out to God many times. I said, "God, I want more of you." I remember one day, it was in the holidays, and I was still around.
That's crying to God, saying, God, I want you. And I felt this presence came into the dormitory. And I felt love like I've never felt before. It is divine, not human. And right at that moment, when that love sort of, it was like a cloud enveloped me. And as I felt that love, I felt something filling my, I felt a hot wave went right from the top of my head right to the tip of my toes. And right at that moment, I started speaking in a tongue that I never knew before. I didn't know that that was a baptism in the Spirit. Later on, I found out that that was a baptism in the Spirit. And I know that if you seek Him, you will find Him. But if you don't seek Him, He doesn't manifest even though He's there. When you seek Him, my friends, you will find Him. After you seek after Him with all your heart. Like the Shulamite woman, this was the second stage of a relationship with the Lord. Then she moves, notice that she invited the beloved in verse 4 into the house of my mother, the chamber. The word chamber means enclosed place. It is like a secret place that is enclosed. In other words, now at the second stage, you allow God to touch the secret things in your life. All the little secret chambers, all the little secret sins in your life that was never touched before. Those habitual sins that no one know about in your own life. Those little idiosyncrasies that you know didn't match up with Jesus Christ. And at the second stage, when you begin to understand His voice, His word, His love and His fellowship, He begins to come into the inner secrets of your chamber. Under every room in your life is filled with Him. That is stage 2. Stage 3, chapter 3, verse 6, begins the third section, section 3. And it takes us from chapter 3, verse 6, right to chapter 4, verse 1. Right to chapter 5, verse 1. That's the third section. Now at the third stage, now the Shulamite's love begins to develop. She has already learned the voice and the word and love and fellowship. And now she begins to learn something else. You notice here, in verse 6, the Shulamite is saying, something is manifesting now. Something that never manifested before. King Solomon now revealing something of himself that was never manifested before. It says, who is this coming out of the wilderness? Like pillars of smoke, that's the glory. Perfumed with myrrh and frankincense. With all the merchant's fragrant powders. Behold, it is Solomon's couch, a position of authority, power, and yet love. It was like a mercy seat. It was a place of high authority, yet it was a place of great love and mercy.